Exactly right. And I think this is where it goes back to the funds are very sensitive to the food and fuel in that the currency markets continue to suggest that we are more deflationary than we are inflationary, even though the gold is still sitting near its record high that it's made, you know, several times in the past couple, 3 months. So there's still a big disconnect in these commodity markets when it comes to inflation versus deflation. But if I boil it down to one subject, I think it would be the United States and China and those trade frictions, especially being negative to the food and fuel commodities.